It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're teaching a terrible lesson of intolerance.
I'm sorry. It's just so fun and easy to judge people based on religion.
Thank you, Homer. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to remind you, for the holidays, the show store is open. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get your show-inspired T-shirts and all sorts of goodies. We have the F-Stick T-shirt, the Old Queen T-shirt. They're out there now. The long-sleeve Black Devil Town. Saw a few of those on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
It's a great-looking T-shirt, Mike.
Also, our Zarni Army T-shirts. And for the ladies, honorary Buzz Babe T-shirts.
Nice.
And the Knit Fit Devil Town. We actually have those. Saw a nice little hot lady wearing one of those on the Wednesday night. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Perfect to give and get during the holidays. MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Right.
Go there and click on the store and check that out. Do you want to mention that tomorrow on the program, we're going to be chatting with Academy Award winner, actor Timothy Hutton.
Oh, wow.
And just past five, we'll be talking to Redskin great Fred Smoot about the current state of affairs in Redskin land.
Yeah.
Not all that good after yesterday's game.
Timmy's not married to Deb Winger anymore, is he?
That's right. He was married to her.
Wow. Do you remember that we used to theorize on the hygiene of that relationship?
Yeah, why don't we bring that up during the interview tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, but today I think would be okay.
Well, yeah, that's right. They were actually an item for a while.
They were. They banged.
So his show is called Leverage. It's on TNT, and I'll be checking that out and talking to him about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And lots more fun and more thrills. Now, everybody knows there was a major press conference today where Barack Obama brought out his national security team.
Right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe he's waiting in the wings there. I bring you the Buzz Burbank Rob Spiewak interview. please welcome the, which was he?
41.
Was he? No, I think 41.
Well, 42.
Was
42.
Senior. 42.
And he was 42?
Yeah.
42nd president of the United States.
Right.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Bill. Mr. President.
Where's my presidential music?
You didn't ask. You're not the president anymore. You don't get it anymore.
I expect that I should get that wherever I go. Don't you have that?
I'll find you some. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry.
Well,
oversight
told
on my part.
No, hold on.
Greetings, Mr. President.
Now listen a second.
Yeah, I was.
You told me that I would have presidential music anytime that I would be on your show at any particular time that you would play that.
We intended
doesn't matter.
That. Yeah, we intended that.
I don't know
that.
What the problem is, but that's it.
I think it's a clerical
error.
Maybe
we were talking about all our vacation plans and we got a little distracted.
That could have been it, Mr. President.
That might have been it. I know I certainly am.
I know you're excited.
I'm very distracted.
You're
going to
be
right
doing
now.
A little traveling, I think.
Yes, I'm planning on doing a great deal of traveling.
I'm very sorry about the delay. Ladies and gentlemen, the 42nd president
hold
of the
on
United.
Just a second.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to step
you
outside.
Go back out.
And I'm going to come back inside.
Come back in.
Okay. So now he's gone.
When do I come back in?
Anytime you're ready, Mr. President.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 42nd president of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton.
Hold on a second. You're playing pornography.
That's sex music, Mr.
That's
President.
That's porno music.
It is.
I specifically
like
was looking for the regular Hail to the Chief music. Do you have that?
That's pretty good, though.
That's all you have.
I have sex music.
You don't have Hail to the
I
Chief,
don't.
Do you?
I don't. Not handy.
You son of a bitch.
Easy.
What the hell is wrong
easy.
With you?
Easy.
Maybe next time, sir.
Well, I'll talk to you. You're a seated American journalist.
I'm trying.
As opposed to one that's standing.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm well, sir. And how are you?
Oh, it's a big day. Oh, turn that crap off.
You must be very excited.
It distracts him.
Oh, boy, it does.
I know it does.
Well, you know, you couldn't put me in a bad mood today.
I didn't think so.
Oh, Lord.
You should be happy.
She is going to be going to the four corners of the earth.
She's
going to
be on the road.
The lady.
Oh, Hillary.
You know, ankles.
Hillary.
Ankles will be going to the four corners of the earth. I hope she stays safe.
Yes,
of course. We all do.
Oh, you're killing me. Oh, yes, sir. It's going to be a free ride for yours truly.
Now, about this, the pundits seem to think that one of the reasons she was chosen is because you would be traveling with her, and that would afford entree into situations.
Now, let me
you remain so popular, Mr. President.
Let me tell you something, how it worked out.
Okay.
This is exactly how it worked out.
Yeah.
Barack Obama called me and said, listen, you have some business interests around these United States and around the world.
You do. You're
that
sure
may cause a conflict of interest.
Are you still making moonshine?
I make my own personal shine, bathtub shine.
Good for you.
It's a bathtub liquor that I make in my offices in Harlem.
Harlem moonshine.
You're supposed to keep that on the DL.
Okay. All you had to do was say no.
Somebody won't get a Christmas present if you bring that up again. So here's the deal. I find out that Hillary might be Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm just so pickled. I mean, tickled.
Tickled.
I'm so delighted
excited. Why would you say pickle?
Well, I just, pickle tickle or something like that.
I understand.
But the job of Secretary of State, there is more traveling.
That's right.
That is involved when you are Secretary Secretary of State. More traveling.
Traveling. It's constant. Constant traveling.
It is a certifiable traveling roadshow.
Mm-hmm. Sure
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yes.
She goes wherever the president wants her to go.
Sure.
At a moment's notice.
And sometimes you'll go with her and sometimes you'll stay behind.
The odds are overwhelming that she will not be in country for more than 2 weeks in a row ever during the entire 4 years of his administration.
And sometimes.
And I call that hallelujah, glory bay.
And sometimes you'll take separate trips.
Oh, we'll take separate trips.
Sometimes you'll be in one country, you'll be in another.
Well, I don't plan on. I'd just like to say this. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for Chelsea that one of us stays home more than the other.
Chelsea's like 40 now.
Not nearly an adult.
Listen, you're what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Shame on you.
Oh, don't wag your finger at me.
You are confusing.
Confusing?
You're throwing detail into a situation that doesn't need it.
Okay.
Let me explain why. It's real easy.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain it to you.
Thank you. I'm
right
ready.
Now, as I'm making it up.
Eager. Eager to do so. Yeah.
You got a situation here where I think that Chelsea should have at least one parent in country.
How old is she?
In the United States.
And, how old is the little
she's
girl?
She's 50. Chelsea is 50 currently.
Looking good, really.
And now, texter writes, Bill Clinton sounds like the gay dude on True Blood.
Oh, Lafayette?
Yeah, Lafayette. You know something? I'm going to reach into that 571 error code and kick your ass.
Mr. President?
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Do you look at True Blood?
Yeah. Another texter writes, they're all doing it to me now. Why is Jesse Jackson pretending to be Bill Clinton?
See, I think, Mr. President.
Chad in Spokane. This is really pissing me off.
You're above that, Mr. President. I think you should ignore those texts.
I can't ignore them. They're out in front of me.
Now, do you look at the True Blood, sir?
Yes, I do.
You
I enjoy
like
that. Sookie and all the people from
Bill Compton?
From that wonderful, wonderful show. I forgot what part of Louisiana is. It's about vampires. I love me the vampire shows.
It's a Buzz? Where's their town?
Bonton.
Bonton.
Is the name
There's
of the town.
Nothing quite like watching that sucking all the time.
You like sucking?
But listen.
Yes.
It's real important.
Sure.
Let me tell you this. One president, you know, is enough. And one president should be in the United States while Hillary is doing all her diplomatic good work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I applaud Barack Obama for sending Hillary to the four corners of the world. I hope she has her first trip down in Antarctica.
When you say,
as far as I'm concerned,
one president in America is enough.
Yes.
Are you referring to yourself?
Well, I don't know. I do make it up as I go along.
I understand.
But I have an itinerary that I'm blocking out now.
Already?
That I'm my world travels have to be curtailed.
Uh-huh.
Because the way it turns out is there are special interests that obviously would form a conflict with my wife being head of the State Department.
You have to watch that.
So what I got to do is I got to come back here, and I've got to rearrange things.
Right.
And I'm basically not taking money from certain of these interest groups around the world because it would put the wrong signal out to the world.
That's
now,
right.
With that being said, that frees up a lot of time for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to be able to refocus on some of the hobbies I know you've tabled?
What
in the years
we've done
past?
Is we put out an itinerary that I have. One of the things that I will be attending that I've never been able to do this before because
almost
I've been
as
all
if
over.
It's almost like he's been thinking about this all along.
For years.
I will be going to Bike Week in Daytona.
Sure.
Bike Week.
That's on my list.
A representative of the State Department?
A representative of my groin. Son, you don't understand. I don't work for the State Department.
I know.
I'm a former sitting president of the United States. There's no need for me to do any
You're
of that.
You're a great patriot.
I also will be going to the Betty Crocker Bake Off.
Really?
The Bake Off?
Yes, the Pillsbury Bake Off.
You like that?
I love that. You know,
what do you prefer, the ladies or the food?
I like both. I think it's just a wonderful group of mostly married women that are gathering together to provide confections
for
yours truly.
Pies everywhere.
Yes. Do you like when they serve dough?
Dough is very fried dough.
Yes.
What I used to do when Chelsea was a little girl, I would make pancakes. I would get up in the morning and I would take the biscuit dough and I would roll it into little spheres. And then I'd fry up some of those spheres with hot oil.
Spheres.
And I'd make up some cinnamon sugar and dip it into the cinnamon sugar. And I'd say, isn't this great, Chelsea?
Would you give any to Chelsea?
She's still thin, though. She's thin as a rail.
Would you give any to Chelsea?
I wouldn't give any to Chelsea. I'd eat most of them myself before she would even awaken.
Now, with these
Let me tell you something. I don't like these questions.
I have one other question.
You are really starting
You're
to
You're
going to
like
angry.
This question.
What's that?
With this new free time, are you going to be able to pursue active love?
Active love
active
is something
love.
That, let me tell you something.
Will there be time?
Active love. Ooh.
He's distracted again, Rob.
I know. Because I remember when you first told us about active love at a book signing.
You know, you reminded me of active love when I was listening to your program earlier.
Yes.
How so? And you were, you were reading the top 10 Mr. Skin movie scenes.
Yes, right. Yes.
Boy, I remember some of the great movie scenes that I remember.
What movies do you like, Mr. President?
I like pornography.
Do you?
Soft pornography. Sure. I know you've had the you've had that representative from Penthouse on. She's a lovely lady.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, she
is. There's one Penthouse letters forum that I read on the website where these ladies are. I read and write them.
I see.
You know, what I do is sometimes for kicks, I will actually write the Penthouse letters from the point of view of a 35-year-old woman.
Really?
Yeah. That's you?
Yeah, I could do one for you off the top of my head.
I'd love it. We'd be honored.
All right, here we go.
Some of the revelations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm a 35-year-old single blonde woman from Texarkana.
Huh.
I was in my local drugstore trying to find some tissue paper to wrap some gifts that I was sending out to friends of mine. As I was standing beside the magazine rack,
yes,
my blouse mysteriously popped open.
No.
You'll never believe, the button actually shot across the counter and hit a man in the bridge of the nose. He was about 6'4".
Right.
Extraordinarily well-built.
Right.
And he was looking for tissues also.
No. Really?
And some lube.
This gentleman that you met at the drugstore.
I can't go any further,
of
according to your censors.
No,
I'm not able to do that.
Show.
Was he a politician, this guy in the drugstore?
No, he was not a politician. It always gets back to politics with you.
Just a drugstore.
I'm so disappointed you got your voice back. Man, that pisses me off.
You hate that.
It just disturbs me greatly.
I'm sorry.
But listen. Let's get back on track. Turn that crap off.
Right, back to active love.
I just want to say, Hillary, I wish you the best of luck. As Secretary of State, I know you're going to do a great job, dear.
That's nice.
And you're going to travel to all the parts of the world, we call them the hot spots, the danger zones.
That's right.
And I know you will be safe. And just rest assured that while you are traveling thousands, tens of thousands of miles during the next 4 years, I will be minding the store at my offices in Harlem and my home in Chappaqua.
Both places?
Absolutely. I'm going to be staying close to home, and I look forward to really getting into these United States.
I
bought her a crap load of luggage.
Did you really?
Yeah. I bought her some real pretty stuff.
That's nice.
Like the same kind that Patti LaBelle would use.
Very thoughtful of you to buy
beautiful
her luggage.
Luggage.
What does that even mean?
It's very flashy, Rob.
Do you know Patti LaBelle?
I do. Patti, the incomparable Patti LaBelle. She's a marvelous, and now she keeps her diabetes in check. She's doing well.
You haven't ever had active love with her.
No, I've not had active love with Patti LaBelle.
Really? I'm sure.
Wink, wink. Hey, I'm a Macy Gray boy.
Oh, I understand.
Good for you,
know
sir.
That? Oh,
yeah.
Boy, there's nothing I like.
There.
We could make a list of that interracial love that I like so
bad. How come you dance so good?
I'll never forget. I had a Supremes album cover one time that I practically wore to a frazzle.
Really?
Yes, it was wonderful. Diana Ross.
True what I hear about you and Diane Carroll?
That's just a lie, and I know you want to perpetuate that lie.
It's not a lie.
That was simply a very deep and passionate French kiss.
Oh, a
that's
kiss.
All that was.
That never progressed to AL?
My hand stayed at my sides the whole time.
It was never active love?
That particular time, it was just a deep French kiss.
I understand.
There may have been another one in her locker room, or what do they call it, a trailer?
A dressing
on the
room,
set of Julia.
The show.
Julia was the show. She
that was
doing
her show, yeah.
Diane Carroll's show. We might have had a moment or two.
You always just called it the Diane Carroll show.
You know, one thing you should know about Bubba.
Yes.
There is nothing I like better.
Why are you shaking your finger at me again?
I'm just pointing my pencil at you.
Making a point.
I understand.
There is nothing I like better than good active love between a woman of color and a lily white cracker like me.
I'm going to applaud that, sir.
That's truly what I enjoy.
Is it a thing of beauty?
It is a true thing of beauty. I have been striving for my entire post-presidency career,
right,
to have a threesome with the Williams sisters,
but no one
will allow me to have that, and I think that is simply wrong. That is just wrong.
Your luck may change with the misses on the road.
Well, I'll be working on my forehand and my backhand.
I hear you.
If we can look back for a moment, when you were governor of Arkansas,
is my payment here? Someone told me that they were going to pay me in fried chicken for being here today.
We have lots of chicken.
And not
and
Popeyes,
biscuits.
Right?
No, the real deal.
The real stuff?
Joe's been frying it all day.
That's good. There's nothing quite like it. I understand. He makes a wonderful recipe.
When you were governor of Arkansas and
my eclairs going to be waiting in the cab?
They're still cooling.
Thank you
we
so
can't
much.
Frost them until they cool.
Delicious. There's nothing like a big dinner of real coleslaw, fried chicken, and eclairs.
When you were watching What's Happening,
yes,
did
What's
you ever
happening?
Get a chance to
show.
Meet the mother from What's Happening?
Oh, Mabel King.
That's
Mabel King was a wonderful lady. Tell you, I don't know which character I like, Mabel King or Florida Evans.
Better. Oh, both great.
They were both lovely ladies. Listen, I have to be on my way.
Why choose?
Yes, shake your boobs. Y'all take care. So long.
William Jefferson
President Clinton, ladies and gentlemen.
We will be right back with the audio vault.
Yes.
And the first look at Buzz's news. Hi, Mr. Clinton.
He wants his chicken.
Yeah, it's the audio vault and news with Buzz Burbank.
Don't touch those eclairs. They're hot.
Shake your boobs.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.